It's another great Sunday morning, Valley Focus. Hello there, I'm Valerie Moore. I have special guests today making a real difference, and I know you'll love to join me in welcoming Vicki Isaac, President and CEO of We Are Their Future, and Excel Baca, Forever Families U.S. Adoption Program Coordinator for Building Arizona Families. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, first of all, I want to find out a little bit about your program. So, Vicki, first of all, tell me what your organization is and how you came about forming it.
Oh, good questions. We Are Their Future is a citizen-led initiative that addresses the needs of the over 17,000 kids in Arizona's foster care system. I formerly was the Director of Communications at the Arizona Department of Child Safety, and while working there, I realized that the needs of the children once they enter the foster care system need to be met by citizens, not by government. So when I left, I launched this initiative, and it basically says everyone can do something to help these children. It's going to take all of us.
Oh, you've got such a great resume and such a good heart for these kids. I know that. Let's get your website out there right away, Vicki.
It's weareTheirFuture.org.
Okay, W-E-A-R-E. T-H-E-I-R, future, F-U-T-U-R-E.org. So this is an organization, a grassroots effort that Vicki, out of a need in her heart to find out that the kids were being taken care of after they were placed in foster care and to continue the process, has formed this great organization. And we thank you for doing that and for caring. Our Valley Focus listeners have great big hearts, so we're hoping they can help you out today. Tell us exactly what your program does then and what you're looking for as far as how we can help you, Vicki.
Okay, so big picture, as we look at the kids coming into care, in Arizona, every 2 hours a child is abused. It's just heartbreaking. They're taken into foster care because they're not safe. They're either a victim of child abuse or child neglect. Once they come into custody, which at this particular time there's over 17,000 kids, the average time that a kid spends in the foster care system, at almost 50% of those kids are in the system over a year. And then of those 50%, 20% of them are in over 2 years.
Wow.
You wonder what happens to these kids during this time.
The statistic you just gave me is still in my mind and kind of staggering me, that a child is abused every 2 hours.
In Arizona, that's correct.
That's horrific. That's disgraceful.
It's correct. And my premise with a citizen-led initiative is that everyone can do something, and everyone must do something. It's the Department of Child Safety that keeps the kids safe. That's their job. Once they come into the foster care system, we need to make sure that they're getting the practical needs met, that they're not living in group homes, that they have, you know, bicycles and birthdays and someone to teach them to read and grocery shop, all those things that kids that are not in the foster care system get. Another heartbreaking statistic is that in 2016, 504 children turned 18 in the system and aged out with no one. That means those decisions about college, well, most of them don't go to college. Kids who are in the foster care system who are there for any length of time are more at risk for dropping out of high school, for not going on to attend college, for being homeless, for being pregnant. These are kids that have got to have the stability of home and family. Everyone can do something.
I remember years ago hearing a child psychologist say that teenagers aren't little adults, they're big kids. And I've had two daughters myself, and 18 years old is still just starting to find out who you are and what you're going to do. It's not an age to be drop-kicked into society without any connections or any family. So that's a terrible thing to think about. Yeah. So how do you actually intervene then, and what does your program actually do, Vicki?
So with this idea that everyone can do something, my premise is that most Arizonans are not aware of how great the need is. If they were aware, everyone would step up and do something. And at the events we've been at, I can tell you that's absolutely true. We're asking people to step up to foster, to step up to adopt. And if you can't foster or adopt, which many people don't feel that that's something they can do, and that's fine, but think about the volunteering opportunities. Who's going to teach these kids to cook, to have a budget, to fish? Who's going to teach them sports and music and all those things that kids get? Now, foster kids typically don't perform as well academically. Can you mentor a kid? Can you give them a normal experience? Think about all those things that we do for our children that often don't happen for those kids. There's 2,300 kids, Arizona children, in group homes. We lead the nation per capita in children in group homes.
That's such a sad story to hear, and yet thankfully you're here to help do something about that. The things we take for granted with our own kids that we do for them every day, these are what we're asking you to do for these foster care kids. You can give them clothing, you can donate, you can spend some time with them, you can have a conversation, you can teach them what your special area of expertise is. If you speak a language, if you like to cook, I can think of just about anything that you can do that you're good at that a child would benefit having you help them do and learn and just experience and just interact, because it's just the fact of somebody cares, I think, too, interacting with a kid. It's not as much as what you're saying or doing. It's just the fact that you are giving them yourself. You're giving them some time. You're giving them a piece of family by giving them your own relationship with them. So it's a win-win situation. Nobody loses in this. And again, give me your website one more time.
It's WeAreTheirFuture.org.
We're speaking again today with Vicki Isaac, President and CEO of We Are Their Future. WeAreTheirFuture.org is her website. And you've brought a special guest with you today, Ixelle Baca of Forever Families U.S. We're going to turn the mic over to Ixelle now and talk to you a little bit about what your role is in dealing with these kids and helping them to have a future.
Thank you, Valerie. So I am the U.S. Forever's Family Adoption Program Coordinator for Building Arizona Families. We are a nonprofit adoption agency, and we have a very exciting program that allows potential families to adopt these kids who have been sitting in the foster care system, who are legally free, meaning all parental rights have been severed. They're just waiting for their permanent home.
And I know that a lot of times, and it is wonderful to adopt a baby or a young child, which many people want to do. But really, when you take one of these children in, physically, you know, you're not going to be starting at the very beginning. But of course, the benefits are that you're going to be helping them at such an important time in their life. All ages, I know, but especially the older ones, I know, would be especially be helped by being adopted.
Yeah, definitely. 0 to 18, you know, in the foster care, but as you mentioned, there are older kids who are looking for their forever families. There's also a lot of sibling groups, you know, from range from being a baby to teenage. So there's a lot of different kids out there that want to stick together as sibling groups.
If your heart is open, there's a child for you.
Definitely.
WeAreTheirFuture.org if you want to get involved in this particular aspect of the program. I know you serve other people. You have other websites and things like that you're involved in. But what we want to do today is get one website into your mindset, WeAreTheirFuture.org. We've got a bunch of people getting together to work to help with these kids in foster care and then hopefully to get them adopted. So tell me a little more about your organization then and how you're involved in this.
So what makes this really interesting, particularly for those who don't want to foster care, be foster care certified, is that we do straight adoptions, meaning these kids are legally free. We provide you with the home study. We certify you to adopt. Once you're approved, then we move forward with matching you with a particular child that is currently either in a foster home or living in a group home.
I have to interject and say that several years ago, we have two daughters. My husband had seen a child on TV. They were doing, you know, kind of one of these programs during the news about here's a child that's looking for a home. Well, he kind of fell in love with the girl. We looked into it, but she had a mother who was still involved and wanted to be involved and came and went. You couldn't really take her out of state, which we were planning to move, and there were a lot of roadblocks involved in it, and then she did end up getting adopted by a loving forever family. But what intrigues me is what you're saying. These kids are free. You're not going to be met with entanglements like fathers and mothers coming around and trying to get to any privileges or trying to get involved. You're going to be able to take this child and bring them into your family. They're going to be part of your family only, and I think that's real important for many potential adoptive parents to know, to think about.
Yeah, definitely. Not taking that legal risk, you know. So definitely when that child comes to live with you for that six-month period prior to being adopted, they're yours. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, we do a lot of animal programs, animal care programs, and adoption programs in Valley Focus. And my point is always, I got two dogs. Two rescue dogs. You know, if you've got room for one, you've got room for two. If you've got a child or two, you've already undertaken the big project. If you've never had children, it might be a nice way, too, to get involved. Maybe a child a little bit older, you don't maybe necessarily want to take care of a baby. You're at a different age. But there is a child at every age for every family. And I think that, you know, both of you coming in here today remind us that there are many kids out there who need forever families that just aren't somehow getting into the system or getting maybe lost in the shuffle.
Correct. Yeah, we cater to all different sorts of families, you know, single men, single women. Pretty much anyone can adopt as long as you have a stable home.
Now, if you are going to want to adopt, what would the first step be? You would come in and meet children? You would look at children online. How does this actually work then?
Yeah, the first step would be to get your home study put together. So you would initially meet with one of our staff members. We get you started on the home study process. And then the second part would be once you're certified to be adopted, then you can start searching kids.
So this is a full program. These gals here today are all set to take care of these kids from foster care to adoption. And we thank you so much for coming in again today. We've got Vicki Isaac, President and CEO of We Are Their Future. She's brought along Excel Baca, Forever Families USA Adoption Program Coordinator for Building Arizona Families, which is a whole bunch of words to say that she's interested in getting kids who need a home into their forever families. Thank you both for being here today. I want to turn the mic back over to Vicki now and talk to you a little bit more. So Vicki, you formed this We Are Their Future organization primarily, though, to deal with the foster care kids and hopefully now, along with Excel's program here, to get them into an adoptive family. But tell me a little bit more about how we can help your organization.
Sure. So just going back to what Excel and Building Arizona Families does, they're a big part of it because we want to meet the needs of the kids while they're in the foster care system. More than anything, we want to get them forever families. So when people come to the website, they can say, I want to adopt, and they'll just fill out a little form and we'll get them information. They want to foster, they can go on the website, get a little more information, fill out a form, and then we're going to be in the education process, education business, I guess, so that we're educating the public about who can and how we can help you. Helping building the futures for these vulnerable children means fostering or adopting, the volunteering as we talked about. Sometimes that's the mentoring that we discussed. Sometimes it's practical helps for the nonprofits. So for example, you think about a grandma who suddenly has three children because her daughter is addicted and she's taking the children so that they don't go to strangers. She's in the foster care system. Grandma's on a fixed income. Where is she going to get beds, cribs, diapers, clothing, backpacks, all the things that kids need? That's the practical piece of the equation. A volunteer to drive that stuff to grandma, or donating those practical goods that children need. And then the financial piece, people can make financial donations. They're tax deductible. And you can do that on our website as well. Our goal is to make sure that there is no child in Arizona's foster care system that is forgotten or doesn't have their needs met or feels unloved.
Ken, what you're saying is that they need stuff, they need help, they need care, they need money, they need homes, they need adoption. These kids need everything. Anything Yes. you can do for a child in the foster care system is going to be loved and appreciated. And
Sure.
it's, you know, there's no act too small of kindness that you're going to give out that isn't going to come back many times over to reward you for being someone that's there to be helpful when
Absolutely.
There's a child in need. There's nothing more precious than children. They're our future, they're our heritage, they're our inheritance. And anything we can do to help children, again, who've been a product of a bad home, a negligent home, a parent who's walked away, abuse. These are kids that are struggling. They need our help, they need our support, and they need you. And thank you so much again for undertaking this program. Tell me a little bit more about your program and one of your big success stories that makes you happy and will make our listeners happy.
Well, we're pretty new at this. We just launched in March. One of the neat things is that Lucas Oil partnered with us in March. And we were out at the Spring Nationals for the drag boat races. We were able, through the generosity of Lucas Oil, to treat over 500 foster kids and families to a day at the races plus lunch. And it just was so incredible to see these kids out there having these experiences that they normally wouldn't get to have.
I have to stop and say, Lucas Oil, I go to so many charitable events. They are always there. They are big hearts in the community. They are very philanthropic. If you can support Lucas Oil, do so. A little plug for them. But really, they are so helpful and so charitable. And so I'm not surprised to hear you say that they're involved in this again.
Yeah,
so
they're very family-oriented, family-owned business still, even as big as they are.
Yeah.
They're family-owned. And they value family. So they've opened some wonderful doors for us. We were just out at the Phoenix Grand Prix, courtesy of Lucas Oil. And we get to talk to people and tell them about the kids that need homes.
I'm thinking of companies, too. If you're listening, you could get involved by donating time or events or the money to go to an event. Or if you have company events, maybe you're in a sporting-related business or anything, it could be a wonderful opportunity for you to give these kids a day out to get involved that way. So anything you can think of that you would do for your own child or for a child, these kids need. And actually, almost a little bit more than the average kid because they've been through some terrible, horrific experiences. And so they really are in need of some reconciliation and some healing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just, again, a wonderful organization you've gotten together here.
Thank you. Well, and speaking of the businesses, so we're asking individual citizens and then corporate citizens to step up. There are sponsorships available on our website. So businesses who come on and donate, it's tax deductible, but there's an entire PR side of the equation that citizens want to know that the businesses that they support are involved in their own community giving back. So I really encourage businesses to go and take a look as well, because there's wonderful exposure that comes from standing up for Arizona's vulnerable children.
Now, do you accept donations of like household goods and clothing and things like that? And how would we go about this? We get online and look at there. Do you pick it up? Do we bring it to you? How does that work?
So you go to the website again, wearetheirfuture.org, and there's a place where you can fill out a little form. I would like to donate. And then we'll send information back and we will connect the donation with the appropriate nonprofit. We Are Their Future supports or is an umbrella organization for nonprofits serving the foster community. We're trying to lift the load off the nonprofits, shorthanded financially, shorthanded with staff. Let us help do some of this heavy lifting. Let the Arizona citizens step up and support the work that's going on.
Well, again, if you have a heart to help a child, there's a way to do it. And the easiest way to do it right now is to head to your computer and look up wearetheirfuture.org, W-E-A-R-E-T-H-E-I-R, future.org. We've got Vicki Isaac here, president and CEO of We Are Their Future, who took it into her heart to leave the regular adoption system.
Government
system, yes. And to strike out to get a grassroots effort going to follow up these kids after they get into foster care and beyond. So hopefully now these kids are going to be placed into a foster care home that is going to be loving and kind. And if someone has a heart to adopt them, we're going to hook you up with Excel Baca, Forever Families U.S. Adoption here. She's also here to speak on that today. And again, these kids can't be forgotten. They can't be left behind. They're our future. They are our future, and they need everything that any of our kids need and deserve. So we need to get that in our mindset. But the easiest way to do that is with going to one specific website and making the start there. If you just want to go to that website today and your heart has been open, you just want to give a $20 donation. If you want to tell them, I've got a couch to donate or clothes or I've got a bicycle, whatever you want to do, you can do something. And again, our Valley-focused listeners have big hearts. I know they're going to come through for it. I'm hoping so. So again, it's Vicki Isaac, President and CEO of We Are Their Future, Excel Baca, Forever Families, U.S. Adoption. She's here with a whole bunch of titles and words to say that she cares about getting kids adopted. And these are kids that are free and clear. She's here to tell you that if you want to adopt a child from very small on through 18 years of age, you can do so. And I also want to again challenge our listeners, when a child gets bigger up their teenage years, that would be particularly satisfying and gratifying to help them along, because now's when you're going to be preparing them for a future, hopefully. And so, you know, as I said, I know our listeners have big hearts and hopefully they're going to come on along and get involved in the process somewhere. Any last thoughts from you, Excel?
One thing about our program is that it's less costly than if you were to go to a private adoption.
That's good to know. Thank you. And again, that's Excel Baca here coordinating Building Arizona Families again with Vicki Isaac's organization, We Are Their Future. And again, you go to one website, you hit everything. You hit helping the kids, maybe being a foster parent, donating, mentoring, or adopting. This is kind of a one-stop shop here today. I want to give you one last chance here today, Vicki, to speak to our audience about your organization, We Are Their Future, and tell us again what it means to you and why we need to support you.
Oh, thank you, Valerie. I just strongly believe that the solution is not going to come from government. Government should not be raising children. And as Valerie's saying, these children are our future. So right now, we have to be their future. It's up to citizens to step up and say, this is not right. We've got to care for these kids so that they do have a future. If you look at the stats about kids that stay in foster care, it's just not good. Let me tell you a really quick story. I met Rick and Troy in November on National Adoption Day. Rick is a single guy who found Troy at 13 on a website. And he said, I can be his dad. Troy had been in the system since he was 3. At 8, he'd been through 6 foster homes. At 8, he got moved to a group home and decided, no need to unpack. I'll just keep my stuff in a garbage bag.
That's so sad.
At 13, he'd given up and he figured, it's just the babies that get adopted. At 18, I'll just be out in the world on my own. And that was until Rick, a single guy, found them and said, I can do that. I just interviewed them again, and Troy has now had his first Thanksgiving and his first Christmas with a family. He's moved out of special education. He's now wanting to be a child psychologist. Everyone can do something. Don't eliminate yourself because you think there's nothing you can give. These kids need to be loved.
Again, there's something everyone can do for these children. They're our precious resource. They're our future. And you guys are angels of mercy to come in here and tell us about that today. We thank you so much. Our Valley Focus listeners, I know, are going to come through for you. And I want to encourage you again, please do get online. WeAreTheirFuture.org to help these gals. They're trying to help these kids who've been victims of abuse, neglect. They've been deserted. And we owe this to them to help them as loving Americans here, to give them a better life and to help them and to love them and to stand with these ladies. Again, WeAreTheirFuture.org. Head to the website to find out what you can do. We thank you so much, Vicki Isaac, President and CEO of We Are Their Future. And again, Ixelle Baca, Forever Families U.S. Adoption Group, or Building Arizona Families. Thanks for taking it into your hearts to come here today and speak to us. God bless, best wishes, and come back again.
Thank you, Valerie.